One of my proteges and her husband pastored a great church on the West Coast. And she says, Brother Mike, I want you to come to Puerto Vallarta with me to be with Bishop Saul Gonzalez. Then she said, I want you to go out to the children's dump. I said, what's the children's dump? And I got out there. Children everywhere digging, trying to find a piece of apple, trying to dig through cans and put their finger to put some. They were starving children. I began to cry as we walked across the big area. And I cried. And I cried. I looked at Bishop Saul. I said, as long as I live, I will help feed these children. I poured well over $500,000 every month. I poured my money to feed those children. My protege lady and her husband was going to fly out the next day. I want to tell you a story. When they got to the airport, this was the day after we'd spent all day together, the children's dump. By the way, we built schools there. The security people at the airport there said to her, there's something wrong with your passport. You won't be able to fly on this plane. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She got upset. She got angry. I've owned this passport. I've had this. And so they let her go and her husband. Their plane crashed hours later. I preached the funeral and flew out there for their family. I was so torn up inside. Father, how could you let such a wonderful woman or man crash? Why did you let them crash in an airplane? And Bishop Saul Gonzalez pulled me to the side and said, let me tell you about the argument at the airport. The leaders at the airport told them they could not fly on that plane. They were very upset over that, understandably so. They were very angry because they were being stopped from flying back to the West Coast. And they fought them until they persuaded them to let them get on the plane. Then they died in an airplane crash. Sometimes the door is not golden. Sometimes the path you want to walk in life, sometimes the path that you're fighting to walk, like a Jonah going to Tarshish instead of Nineveh, sometimes you fight to go a wrong direction. What should I do, Brother Mike? My mother taught me this over and over. Father, if this is not your will, block it in the name of Jesus. Block it If this is not your plan, block it. Stop something. And over in the years of my life, I never quit praying this prayer. When I want to buy a home and it may not be God's will, I ask the Lord to block it. I want to say this. Some of you have had a no come up to your life. Some of you want to marry someone, but a no came up. If you pray that prayer, thy will be done. Your will be done. Today, somebody looked at a home I'm wanting to sell. But I added this in here this morning. Father, if they're not the buyers of your choice and your plan, block it. Block them from buying it. If they're not the buyers with the acceptable offer you have desired. I say that, family. I will never believe in 1,000 years that God's in control of everything. Rape proves different than that. An alcoholic ran into a car a few weeks ago and killed 2 little babies. You can't tell me God was in control of the alcoholic driver. But if you invite the Holy Spirit to help you make your decisions, if you invite him in, Lord, if this marriage is not of you, block it. God doesn't run the earth. You ought to know that by now. Look how many people have been murdered, killed, and raped. But God will get involved with you and protect you if you'll ask him to. Every day I sit right here in my Jesus place, every morning for 3 hours. And I ask the Lord to block anything that's not his will. One time I asked him to reveal evil to me and reveal all the deceivers in my life. And he did. And I was so wounded, I couldn't hardly recover for a year. Be real careful what you pray for. It may happen. But I wanted to know, Father, are there any liars in my life? Are there any liars on my staff? Are there any thieves? Is there any embezzle? Are there any embezzlement people in my world? Please expose them to me. Well, he did. And that's why Solomon said that if you ask for wisdom, be prepared for a lot of heartache. Because wisdom is recognizing evil people. Be real careful what you ask for. But if you'll ask the Lord to block anything that you're doing that's not his will, it's amazing what he'll do. You'll love my book, Seeds of Wisdom on Joy, book 333. And I've already told you how to have it. Just call this number. 855. Wisdom. 855-5-WISDOM. If you see that. So if you dial 85-55-WISDOM, that's it. 85-55-WISDOM. My staff will mail it to you anywhere in the world at our cost. Love you. So thankful that you're listening to my little talks tonight.